We are now joined in by one representative from the Action for Hunger. Good morning, and it's good to have you.
Hi, good morning, Irene.
Yes, please. Just tell us who you are and more about what you do in Action Against Hunger.
Yeah, well, my name is Benoit Ilungu. I'm head of emergency department in Action Against Hunger South Sudan mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So, how Action Against Hunger has been seen going out to reach out to the places that have been devastated by floods? How would you describe the flooding situation so far?
Yeah. So far, I think Action Against Hunger emergency program is a countrywide program which is funded with OFDA, USAID, as our major donor, as well as UNICEF, WFP, SIDA. We work in partnership with national and international organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So, and emergency response capacity, yeah, all is about to preserve nutrition, food security among communities we work with and for across the country. Yeah, about the flood. Yeah, for the last 3 years, I've been working in South Sudan, implementing emergency nutrition program to respond to nutrition crisis and tackling some drivers of malnutrition related to WASH and the FSL situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this program has given us the opportunity to work in different areas such as Jonglei, Up Nile, Northern Ebagazal, Warap, Unity, Eastern Equatoria, where we do work with different communities, including women, children, and those affected by disability. Yeah, the flood in South Sudan are current, are recurrent. And since I joined Action Against Hunger for the last 3 years, I never witnessed something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this year, severe flood have hit South Sudan, affecting resiliency of population, where farms and harvests have been destroyed, livestock dying, houses and social infrastructures destroyed, population displaced, mainly in Great Jonglei and Upper Nile areas.
Right.
Yeah.
So, which areas have you so far managed to visit?
Yeah. Well, we work in Pibor. In coordination with other actors on ground, UN agencies, no government organization, local authorities, in responding to nutrition crisis. Yeah, currently in Pibor, we are collecting information to help making decision related to action that should be taken for the current crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Pibor, for the last 2 weeks, The flood is everywhere. The airstrip, the hospital, market has flooded with an estimated affected population of 140,000 affected individuals as per initial rapid need assessment conducted last October 2019.
Right.
Yeah.
And Benoit, I know you have said that the people there have lost their livestock and their farms have been washed away, plus their homes being destroyed. Have you had a one-on-one on them? What other challenges are they facing?
Yeah, the area we visited, so far we are in Pibor. We went around Pibor. We visited Likangole, and we tried to reach Veteth, but we couldn't because of water weight, which could not allow our boat to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of challenges due to floods, and I can assure that we noticed that the population has been displaced to higher land with limited space, and they are lacking food, basic domestic assets such as blanket, cooking pot, water collecting materials, no drugs to treat water. They are exposed to mosquito bites, no fishing net kit, and no access to health facility, including some protection issues.
Right.
Yeah.
So what intervention has Action for Hunger been able to give the people there who are affected?
Yeah. Action Against Hunger is focused in nutrition, WASH, and FSL response. So with the current crisis, we noticed that the WASH, water and sanitation condition of the affected population mm-hmm. is really in very, very bad status. And this is one of the area where Action Against Hunger would like to put the emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the farms, the field has been flooded. And this flood, of course, it happened just after the harvest.
Yeah,
and all the harvest has been destroyed, which really put the population in a very, very alarming situation. And Action Against Hunger, among with other actors,
mm-hmm.
they are working hard to try to address those factors, those needs, to ensure that they can relieve this situation in upper land where mm-hmm. people are displaced.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, with the state of emergency that is in place, declared by the president the other day, what does this mean for the humanitarian organization now like yours?
Yeah, the state of emergency, we do believe this is really a very good step in responding to the current situation. Yeah, this will mean that the government with its partners, including humanitarian actors, which are led by UN OCHA, should stand together and propose concrete solution and quick response to the current crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already heard that humanitarian actors have raised an alert to mobilize funds for response to the crisis, and donors are mobilizing resources to support partners for multi-sectorial response involving health sector, WASH, food, shelter, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Benoit, of course, thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us.
Mm.
How can the plight, because you're saying the situation of floods in South Sudan is recurrent, so how can these floods be mitigated?
Yeah, the floods, we do believe that taking account all this, the global warming situation, which can be among factors of current floods here in South Sudan. Yeah, I think we think action should be taken at different level, locally, at a regional level, and international level as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this goes with introducing better flood warning system, and also tackle the climate change. And locally, when we want to build houses, our towns, we should also be careful and try to select some proper area where we should build our houses.
Right.
Yeah, basically, there is many things that can be done, and I think this require the local effort,
mm-hmm.
regional effort, and the entire international community. In this fight,
right,
against the flood.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I think, as I said, the current flood report is a reality and has reached its severe level. Pibor has been in water for the last 2 weeks. Action should be really
Ended.
Taken.
And the authorities down there are reporting 98% of coverage, that the floods have covered the area.
Yeah, as I reported, the airstrip, the hospitals, the whole town is just for the last 2 weeks underwater. And really, Action Against Hunger, being a lead in nutrition response, WASH, and FSL, would like to take this opportunity really to go and work with women,
mm-hmm.
children, affected people, and also to try to give them hope, because while discussing with one mothers,
mm-hmm.
she's stressed up, and she always think that at night there will be a snake coming and bite her.
Oh, dear.
So I think would like to take this opportunity and really to try to protect this population, mm-hmm. because they are exposed, especially women and girls, on some gender-based violence, and also they are at risk of sexual violence
harassment
as well.
Yeah. Right. Benoit Ilungu, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Irene.